Blog Talk Radio.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and no blame died for all anxiety, my dear, for all anxiety? We'll take a cup of kindness yet for a roll anxiety, for roll anxiety.
Episode of Table Talk with T. They are cracking me up in the chat room. That song was Mariah Carey's Olden Sang, however you pronounce it. But everybody was in the chat room talking about I'm pop locking, doing the running man, doing the snake. I was in there doing the chicken head booty clap and seeing on World Star Hip Hop. The person who sung that song was Mariah Carey, so I was trying to find a festive New Year's song, and I ran across that on YouTube, and I liked it, so I decided to play for you guys. DJ TT. Anyways, we have a lot of crazy stories to get to tonight. So Ronan is here with me. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. I see everybody's coming in. So it's a lot of mess going on. We can go ahead and start with the whole Shotty Low situation, him and his 11 kids and 10 babies' mamas. So what did you initially think, Ronnie, when you first heard that story, when it first came out?
This was a clusterfuck among clusterfucks, personally.
I've seen a bunch of ratchetness on reality television show, but how do you go from a dude who's a three-hit wonder who has 10 baby mamas, maybe two of them are presentable, and you have 11 kids, and this is supposed to be cool? I was sitting scratching my head, like how they was running down every chick down there and said, this is the cool baby mama, this is the crazy baby mama, this is the shady baby mama.
Like, right.
My head never hung so low when I saw this bullshit. I was like, okay.
Now, Jamal was saying in the chat room, he's saying that he heard that Shawty Low was a big drug dealer in Atlanta. And that might be possible, because usually females go after the dope boys, the bad boys, the ones that, you know, have that fast money, or, you know, the rapper. But also, people are also saying that on the show, I think they're only featuring six of his baby mamas. The other ones had common sense not to go on the show, and I don't blame them. But I just think the whole thing is ridiculous. I guess what bothered me the most about it, like I said in the video, you know, at least he's taking care of his kids, at least he's in his children's lives, and they all know each other. But how low is your self-esteem to come into a situation when a man already has, you know, 10 kids, 8, 9, 10 kids, and then you want to be baby mother number 9 or baby mama number 10? Like, I don't get that shit at all. But what's funny is the people defending the fuckery. You know, we all have our own opinions as far as what we see as entertainment, but I just hate the Captain Obvious comments. Like, that's just, like, some of you, like, some people just need a fucking cape that they just need to fly around the hood in that says Captain Obvious on that bitch. Because it's just like, you know, just the stupid comments that people just, that I see on not just my videos, but just across the internet. Like, one comment was, because I said, you know, we got to start doing better as a people. You know, people hate to be lumped in when you say black people. Am I saying that all black people behave this way? Of course not, because I don't behave that way. You don't behave that way. So it's not all black people. But do you think that other people had time to decipher who's who? Do you think when they see you, they're going to say, oh, Ronan, you're a college student and you handle your business? No, when they see, they're going to automatically assume that you're black, you probably sell drugs, you probably got a shitload of kids. That's what a lot of people tend to assume because of the images being put out there by the media. So we have to take responsibility. We can't, you know, try and break ourselves off like, you know, I'm better than this person and that person. You may not do the following, but if they're what is represented of black people, that's how people tend to view black folks, because they think that, you know, we're all out here having a bunch of kids, out of wedlock, we don't take care of them, we got a bunch of baby mamas, a bunch of baby daddies, and that's not true.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, I agree with you on that, because one of the most annoying things out there is the Captain Obvious comments out there. They assume that you're a part of that group, or they assume that you're supposedly better or bougie or above people. Well, really, they don't know shit. So when they put stereotypes on you without any evidence, I just tell them to suck the pigment out of my sack and keep it moving.
Right, you know, that's what folks don't realize. Like, of course we know it's not all black people, but it's just the point. A lot of people don't know that it's not all black people. And that's the troubling part, is a lot of people tend to paint us with one brush. For whatever reason, black people do not have the comfort of being individuals in the eyes of everybody else. I don't understand that, because, like I always say, if a white girl does something, it's just Becky. If my black ass does something, I represent all black women. You know, so then why can't I just represent TT? I end up representing everybody, just like the black bitch on the bus who got uppercutted to the face. You know, I don't act like that. I've never acted like that on a city bus. But once again, what do the comments say? Typical nigga behavior. That's what black people do. That's all they're good for. All they do is fight, because the images that we're putting out there, it may not be you necessarily putting the images out there, but people who are black are putting it out there. You know, so it's sad to me. And it's just like somebody had left a comment talking about, well, I don't act like that. I'm a college student, and I go to work every day, so I don't like being put in that category. Nobody is offering you a reality show. No one cares.
Well, here's the
like, you know, like, I don't understand why he would say that. Like, that's like me saying, well, I'm a good mom. I work every day. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to work and take care of your kids and take care of your household, do what you got to do. No one is going to offer me a reality show because why? My life is boring. Besides work, the only other thing I have is YouTube. So nobody's going to sit and watch me. But I bet you if I had a bunch of kids out here and a bunch of drama and I was a stripper and I was shaking my ass on World Star Hip Hop, I probably would get offered a reality show. So somebody's saying, you know, well, I don't behave that way, or I go to school, or I'm a college student, it's almost like an oxymoron. No one cares because nobody wants to watch you on TV. They want to put the buffoonery on TV because that's what people are used to seeing.
Hey, and here's the thing, though, that people tend to ignore. Like, having traveled overseas, everything they see on television, they honestly believe that's how we act. Like, they believe
right.
that they believe we talk in jive, we talk... People said they're cooning and buffooning and all this mess. They honestly believe that we speak in broken English. They honestly believe that. And then when they see you act outside of that, it throws them off. They don't know how to respond to that. And I've had people ask me, like, you know, well, why don't you act and talk like these other people? Because I'm not, and I don't act like those other people. We act like civilized human beings. There are those who do that. Or what about the black women? They asked us a legion of questions. Like, what about the black women on television? Like, there are some decent ones out there. They're just not shown on television. I mean, we don't have
right.
that. We don't have that free range to be individuals. If one fucks up, all are looked at as fucked up. That is basically how the game is played. I mean, it'd be nice to do that, and you know, people. I mean, it's sad that whenever you do something. They look at the so-called representatives who stood before you, that their first interpretation of black people in general versus seeing you as an individual. That's what you have to fight with. It doesn't matter if you take care of your business, you know, you handle yourself as an individual, an upstanding individual, they're going to see that hood booger that they've seen on World Star Hip Hop first. That's just what they
right.
are fighting with.
And people are making so many good points in the chat room. G. Stewart is saying he's tired of people having all these kids and they don't want to be involved in their kids' lives. Other people in the chat room are saying, Danica was saying that she believes that the media is trying purposely to make black people look bad. Jamal is saying that he heard black people are more accepted overseas. It's just so many conversations I'm trying to keep up. But, I mean, it's definitely crazy. Brian is saying that I don't believe one person can represent a whole race of people. It's common in human nature to cave to peer pressure, so we all try and fit in. And that's true. No one person can represent a whole race of people, but unfortunately for a lot of black folks, we don't have that comfort of being individuals. I don't know what it is. I don't know why, but we just don't. I mean, I don't know how many times, you know, I can go into a situation and it's almost like, you know, people are shocked. Like, especially, like, even with the work I do in IT, people are always shocked. One, you know, I'm a girl, and then I'm black, and I'm younger, so it's almost like, what the hell is she doing here? You know, you're into computers? Yeah, I'm way more into computers than, you know, I'm more into MacBooks and Mac makeup. Like, you know, everybody is different. Everybody's an individual, but sometimes we don't get that. We don't get that for whatever reason. And that's why I say shows like this can be detrimental because you got to realize a lot of people in our community, for whatever reason, y'all can play crazy if y'all want to. I know firsthand, suffer from low self-esteem, low self-worth, you know, depression. So when you have vulnerable kids who are already insecure with themselves and then they see something like this and they think, you know what, if I can't get the attention I need, I'll just be a baby mama. They're not going to mind being the first. They're not going to ask for a wedding ring. They're not going to ask for somebody to, you know, to be with them throughout their lives. It's just a quick hit it and quit it. Like, you have women out here who are comfortable just being a baby's mama or who are comfortable being the fifth and sixth. Look at Desmond Hatchett, the crazy man in Tennessee who now has 30 children. I mean, what kind of shit is that? 30 children by 15 different women. How low are those women's self-esteem? In 2009, he was all over the news, and at that point, he had 21 kids. And then, so everybody saw him on the news, but yet and still, four other bitches decided to get pregnant by him. How low is your self-worth that you will come into a situation and get pregnant by a man that has no reliable source of income, he's not taking care of his 21 kids, and then you want to pop out some more babies? So that's why I'm saying we got to start using some common sense. It is not that serious. Like G. Stewart is saying in the chat room, there's a thing called condoms and there's a thing called birth control. And that's very true. We have to learn about ourselves.
Well, T, I wanted to get back on that comment, like people saying, like, the media does play a role in how we're portrayed as a people, but we have to lay claim to a responsibility to all the bullshit that we train our children and our in each other that's supposed to be acceptable in the black community. Again, it's like a whole bunch of ratchetness, especially when you take the Shorty Low Show situation. Everyone in their own right has seemed to make hood polygamy the choice, you know, for black people for some reason. Like, you have to have, I got several baby moms, but I take care of my kids. But still, you create all them situations. And then now you're going to get on a television show and, like, put that bullshit out there. It's like, again, we're supporting that nonsense. If we took a stand for ourselves and each other, you know, support each other in other ways versus the silly shit we do, then, you know, we could easily combat, you know, the negative stereotypes that are put on us more than anybody.
Right. You know, and a lot of people are saying, too, like, you know, this is nothing new. Why black folks acting new? This happens all the time. Yes. One of my really good friends, her father had 15 kids by about 6 or 7 different women. You know, she got brothers and sisters scattered all over the damn, you know, state of Minnesota. So it's just like, yeah, we understand that this happens. I have a lot of friends who have, whose parents have kids by multiple people. You know what I'm saying? But one man cannot give all that attention and love to when you start having 12, 13, 14, 15 kids. There's no way you can give all your attention to all them kids. You're only one person. That's a lot. So now, as we're growing up, I see the issues that she has. I see the issues that she has with her siblings. I see the jealousy, you know, because he happened to spend more time with these particular kids or with this mother than he ever did with her. I see the competition. I see the issues that the kids have with each other. You know, and they happen to know each other. But then now what about the fathers out here, you know, knocking everybody up? And then you end up going to school with somebody. You end up having a crush on them or you start catching feelings for them. And you end up finding that in the long run, that's your brother or sister. This has happened before. I know somebody that this has happened to. She had a crush on a little boy in the third grade, and it ended up being her little brother.
Yeah.
Because the daddy was creeping. He had a whole family on the other side of town. And they ended up being brother and sister, and they went to the same school and everything. So what if, you know, they didn't find out that they were brother and sister and they ended up hooking up? Like, that stuff really happens, you know. People end up being in incestuous relationships without even realizing it because people are just out here just dropping seeds and bitches are just having babies freely with no questions asked.
And I agree with you on that because no one seems to have a plan after the situation takes place. No one goes into a sexual interlude beforehand. Like, look, if I happen to have sex with this person, would I be comfortable with the possibility of getting this person pregnant or whatever follows that? No one tends to have that until after the fact. And then you have people who have messed up agendas, like using kids as psychological tools or weapons, or using children as unemployment vouchers just to get their little hustle on or whatever. Some made a career of being baby mamas or daddy, you know. That's what, you know, and then everyone wants to talk about the whole thing about condoms and everything. You got to use common sense, just common-ass sense. Condoms are bound to fail. They tell you in advance, like, there's a failure rate on there. But when you use common sense, it's hard as hell to poke holes in it. But, you know, again, some people figure, well, I got to learn things. You know, I'll never know until I learn. You don't have to be a lesson to teach people or yourself how to do or be better.
Right, that's the truth. And a lot of people are making really good points. Somebody in the chat was saying that they're the oldest. Oh, that's Jamal. He's saying he's the oldest out of 7. Only one of us have the same mom and dad. A lot of people are in these situations. So it's not to, you know, necessarily knock anyone, but what people are saying is that there's really no reason for it to be on television. You know, you have a lot of people out here who have parents who have kids by different people. You know, situations happen, but this situation is definitely not the norm. You know, and I just think for a lot of kids, it would just be a lot easier. You know, one, if the parents got along, you have a lot of women who will go out and get pregnant by a guy, and it's almost like a competition thing. And then the kids can't be brother and sister because you don't like this female or she don't like you, but y'all share the same baby's father. You know, so it's sad because at the end of the day, the kids end up suffering from that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are saying stuff about birth control. Naturally, Nola is saying that she can't stand that. I know a lot of women who sleep all day but live off of Section 8, food stamps, and welfare. Thank you, ma'am. Me too. You know, and that's the worst part, you know. And it seems like now it's almost like welfare is just a hustle, point blank. Before it was meant to be a, you know, a handout, a help, you know, a helping hand. Now it's just a hustle. I mean, when you got chicks who are willing to get pregnant by somebody just to get into the system, just to get taken care of for the next 18 years, I just think that's ridiculous. I mean, it's really sad, but you have a lot of people who take advantage of that, you know. And that's what I never understood. You're on Section 8, you get food stamps. When you get your cash assistance, you get the latest Jordans, the latest Coach bag, but then you're going to holler out that you broke.
Yeah. Matter of fact, people got to ask themselves, like, if you got, you popping out kids like pests, like, what if you found out tomorrow? Like, they all mad and say, you know what, your government assistance is cut off. What the hell are you going to do? What are you going to do?
None. It's going to be very interesting for those who are just solely dependent on it. I mean, you have people who, honestly, they need that assistance. And I'm not knocking nobody. If you need it, you need it. But, like, Bonafide Lover, I'm loving this saying in the chat room, Optimum is on welfare. And it's crazy because why are people, you know, why do we have to support her fuckery? You decide to have 14 damn children with no father, but now it's the taxpayer's job. And it's no different from that crazy lady in Florida. Shout out to Florida, ratchet-ass Florida. Angel Adams, the one that has 15 kids. As a matter of fact, somebody sent me an updated story. She just had her 16th child. She has 16 children that she cannot afford and has the audacity to stand there in front of the news cameras and say that the welfare people in the state of Florida and whoever else, the city of Tampa, wherever she lived, owed her money, and they owed it to her to take care of her children that she chose to have. So, I mean, it's sad. We just live in a world where people feel like, you know, it's all about them, and people feel like people owe them something. Nobody owes you nothing in life.
Hey,
you know, you shouldn't get a pat on the back just for doing what, what you're supposed to do.
Hey, T, didn't they render a judgment on her?
On who?
The chick that had 15 kids.
No, she ended up going to jail because she got into a fight with the police. Her and her daughter jumped the police.
No,
someone's doing something.
No, I thought someone like was like she was like, I guess prohibited having children for the next 15 years or something like that.
No. That was in Angel Adams. That's this other lady I was talking about today. Okay, so that we're gonna get on that topic. Nope, this is another lady. Angel Adams was a black lady in Florida who had 16 kids. But this other lady, her name is Kimberly Lightly. Now she's a woman, damn, in Florida as well. She's from Florida also. And basically what happened in her case is that she's one of those mothers, she has a bad habit of just leaving her kids at home and going out to party. And so she's been caught several times. She's been charged with a felony for continuously leaving her children at home and going out. So she's been staying at a hotel, and what ended up happening is that these kids, her oldest child is 11 years old, and her youngest is one, and one of her kids, I don't know how this child is, has cerebral palsy, and he suffers some seizures. And so she went out to party, and the kid was having a seizure. Something was happening, but all the kids were crying and screaming, and the people in the hotel heard, and they went and got the hotel manager, and they found these kids in the room once again by themselves. So she ended up getting arrested, and the judge told her either she can go to prison for the next 5 years or she can choose to not have kids for the next 13 years. So now this is causing a lot of controversy because people feel like, you know, who's the judge to tell a woman when and, you know, when and if she can have children, you know. So it's kind of crazy. And I mean, I kind of see where the judge is coming from, but I don't agree with telling somebody that they can't have kids. I personally just think she needs to go to jail, being that she's done this more than once and this is her MO. So what did you think initially when you were hearing about the story? Because you had the names mixed up, but that was the lady, Kimberly.
I think she needs to be spayed. Something is wrong with her shit. That's too much. And we paying for them kids. Just like everybody who's out there, the Octo Mom, all that, they can go on television shows and pretty much panhandle for money for their bad habits. Taking care of kids. I mean, bringing in kids to the world they can't support, even want to take care of. And the messed up part is, a lot of them kids are like a reminder of the situation that they created, and they end up being the targets of resentment. And, again, that stuff has collateral damage. I mean, so, again, yeah, you can't forget about, you know, dick mismanagement. I mean, again, you had to be a better steward of your seed. But still, a lot of these people think that it's cool. You know, just do what you want, your body, your choice, but there's your consequences. you can't complain.
Right, and they're saying, they're talking about Octomom making a porn tape, and I did hear about that, and a lot of people were pissed off about that. They're like, you know, she's making porn, she's a mother. What else do y'all expect this chicken head to do? I'd rather have her making porn than sitting on welfare.
Yeah.
Make your porn, do what you do. You know, so, you know, it's like she has to find an income, and that's her only viable income is just showing her cooch. You know, which is kind of sad that she's gotten herself into the situation. It's unfortunate for the children. But, again, do you think that a judge has a right to tell people, you know, when and if they can get pregnant? You know, so that's the controversy that's holding up right now that a lot of people are arguing about. So it's just kind of really, really crazy, all the stories that are going on. We have a caller on hold. They've been on hold for a while, so I'm going to go ahead and let them in. Area code 253. 253, you're on the air, Table Talk with T. Who is this?
Hey, it's Mr. Green. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good. What do you want to add to the conversation, Mr. Green?
Oh, yeah. I heard you guys talk about the Shia LaBeouf situation. Yeah, it's all ratchet. I was reading on Media Takeout. He's only like 36, and he got a 21-year-old son. I think his name is like Juan Darius. He's a rapper, and he already got three kids and three young women.
Oh, wow. So the cycle repeats itself.
Yeah, he ended up like 15, 14, 15.
Damn, so he's a grandfather.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. So he's a grandfather. Yeah. He's dating a 19-year-old, and his oldest, who's 21, has three kids himself by three different people.
Yeah.
G. Stewart said in the chat room, Shotty Lowe can repopulate the whole by himself. Fit him and Lil Wayne. They
you know,
both been there watching a few years where Aubrey related to Shawty Lone Lil Wayne. Yeah, that's crazy to me. What else did you want to add? What do you feel? Because I know you're kind of young. You're 13. So what do you feel about, you know, people out here having just multiple kids by any and everybody?
I know a few people, like me and Chief Keith, when I told you about the girl-grandpa situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has 21 kids by, I think, like 17 different women. So they always fight. I was hearing you guys on the phone, and I could relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause whenever we have, like, a family reunion or whatever, my aunts, they get into it. My uncles, they get into it. And it's just so mess. Yes.
Right. It gets definitely a mess, you know. But like I said, everything happens for a reason, you know, as far as, like, people's decisions. But I just think people need to be a little bit smarter. You know, and I think it starts with telling people while they're young, you know, and people are in the chat room talking about T.I., and T.I. does have a lot of kids as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think with T.I.'s situation, he doesn't get knocked as much because he finally married Tiny, but he's another one with a lot of children, you know. But I think, again, he's showing more of a healthy family structure. I just couldn't get with Shotty Lowe's show. Everything from the chicken head baby mamas, the way they was arguing and going back and forth, and the young little ditzy 19-year-old, I just couldn't get with the show. I wasn't feeling the show at all.
You're
but we have a lot of people on the line. So I'm going to go ahead and push you back on. I'm going to take a few more calls, okay? But go ahead and stand on the line and listen. Okay, thank
Happy
you.
Year.
Happy
you
New sure. Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, so we got air code 215 calling in as well. They've been on hold for quite some time. So, Eric,
what's
215?
Folks? This is Don Calypso.
Well,
you
what's
know, you cannot
on,
have
Don?
Just one asshole with principle on the line. Every good thing has to come in twos for balance.
So, what's going on? What do you want to add to the conversation?
We're talking about the breeders and the sperminators, huh? Well, like I put in the chat room, in a lot of places, you need a license in order to have a pet, you know. But yet, people can breed indiscriminately. I mean, some people should just not be allowed to breed. This is going to sound very eugenicist. It doesn't even sound racist. And I'm not even basing it on skin color. I'm just basing it not even on class, because you could have somebody who's working class, but they have the principles. Not so much how much money you have, but your education. And not even your formal academic education, but your social education. Some people, they don't even have children and raise them. They just breed. And let's be honest, and Ronan knows this, so, you know, don't laugh too hard. But a lot of those kids out there are not even the result of relationships gone wrong where they couldn't make it work. If you got a lot of people out there who are the result of sport fucking. And I'm getting convinced that the reason you see all this ratchetness with black folks in the media is, yes, the media wants to portray the bad stuff, that they focus on that. But second, you got a lot of people out there who are third, fourth generation sport fucking babies. You know, mom and dad met at a club or at a party. They were high or just drunk. They had sex. Oops, here's a baby. And, well, thanks to the whatever that welfare act of 1964 with Lyndon B. Johnson and the Democratic Party, you know, hey, the pimp known as Uncle Sam is going to step in and be your daddy. So you got that going for a generation, then the next generation, so on and so forth. And this is what we have today. And my problem is with the, I'm not going to call them black folks because, yes, they have melanin, but I call them niggatitis B virus patients who go out there and look at you funny. If you get married, they think you're acting white, you're selling out. If you decide to be married, get a career, get a job before you have children so you can provide some kind of structure, you're not keeping it real. Your black card is revoked.
Right.
And this is why we have what we have now. So to my folks out there, the gentlemen who really want to have that solid family foundation, they want to have someone with whom they can have, build a strong family, if you really want to keep it black, you got to outsource, man. You know, you got a lot of black ladies on the African continent, in South America, in the Caribbean basin. You got to go outsource there because I'm not saying all black American women are bad. That's not true because my wife is American and black, and we got a marriage, you got a kid. But if it continues that way, if the niggatitis B virus patients are going to outbreed decent black folks, you got to outsource. And Ronan, I know you're probably going to have something, you're probably going to have some fuel to add to the fire. So, yeah, go ahead. Hit them hard. Take no prisoners.
Hi, Don. Don always comes in with some good information. But, I mean, it is. It's kind of sad, you know, when people feel like you're not black enough if you're doing the right thing, if you're going to school, if you don't have a bunch of kids by a bunch of different people, you know. But, again, we have to reevaluate what people consider black. And when you put certain images out there for the world to see, people really feed into that. So when people say stupid things like, well, it's not all of us, or, you know, I don't do that. Well, damn, yeah, like I said before, it's obvious. Of course, everybody doesn't do that. But people are looking at that. People are stereotyping. And I think, you know, we have to take some personal responsibility for that, you know, with the stereotypes being put out there. You know, because nobody's forcing a lot of these folks to get on TV and coon and clown and act the way that they're acting. You know, they're doing it because they're getting paid. They're doing it because they're getting views. So it's almost like what came first, the chicken or the egg. A lot of us watch reality TV shows, myself included, you know, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop. You know, a lot of us tune into a lot of these shows, so it just seems like they're just taking it up one level. You notice each show has gotten worse and worse.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. It seems like they're pushing the bar further into the ground versus raising it. And there's a consequence that comes with that, especially, again, the overall perception of people of color and certain demographics, you know, when they show these shows. I mean, of course, Honey Boo Boo, yeah, we've seen a few out there, you know, in person, but it's not as bad as you see a lot of these ratchet shows where you have people just having a foot race to be the lowest of the low. And it's just outright embarrassing.
Right, and people always bring up Honey Boo Boo. And I've watched her show a few times. And my issue with this is Honey Boo Boo is one ratchet show that shows white people in a, you know, a bad light. That's one show out of how many? But when you think about all the shows that show us in a bad light, like, you can't even compare it. You know, and a lot of white folks were boycotting Honey Boo Boo. A lot of them, you know, refuse to watch it. They don't support it. They go in on her. If you ever, like, go on to, like, any of the forums or the blogs, they go in on Honey Boo Boo and her mama. I mean, they got all types of memes on her, calling her Jabba the Hutt, you know, all types of crazy stuff. And I don't think, you know, the show's not my cup of tea. But the point is, you know, that's just one show. So you can't even compare Honey Boo Boo to all the stuff that they show us doing, you know, because at the end of the day, the shows that have white families on there, that show, you know, other cultures, they're not shown in that same light. That's just one ratchet show. But unfortunately for us, it's like all our shows are just, you know, over the top, nothing but fighting, nothing but, you know, going off on folks, just showing all types of mess. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, the comparisons don't add up. I mean, there's more ratchet black shows. And again, this is an expectation of, you know, negative stereotypes. And it's not even just the shows. It's just you got some people in competition to get on the spotlight, to coon and buffoon and add validity to these stereotypes. That's the most damning part of it.
Right, and they're saying in the chat room, Jersey Shore was also a show. But I think, too, though, with Jersey Shore, them people came, they became big-time celebrities. Like, they really did. The show's ratchet. I mean, I don't understand why anybody even holds Snooki and any Snooki, whatever her name is, in any type of high regards. But, again, they look at these people like straight-up celebrities. But I think with Honey Boo Boo, they clown them. They're not laughing with them. They're laughing at them, point blank. But it's like with the Jersey Shore, people give them a lot of slack as well. And VH1 Access said that MTV is about to show a new show called Buck Wild, and I've seen the previews for that, and they're trying to get that banned already. The West Virginia governor is really pissed off about MTV filming Buck Wild and everything else. So I think just a lot of people are just doing so much stuff for attention. And Ronan had posted that link in the chat room, and I posted on my Facebook about the girl who set herself, who set her ass on fire, who let some guys pour some rubbing alcohol on her ass, and they set it on fire. That was a mess right there. But it just shows you how thirsty people are for attention.
The fact that people need to pay attention to first is she's standing there basically butt naked in a house full of dudes. And they're pouring, again, alcohol-type content on her ass, and she's allowing them to, like, set it on fire. When it does, for a minute, it's hilarious, but then you think about it, the collateral damage that follows that image, it's a bittersweet situation. I mean, just when you think, you know, you try to do better in the new year, you always have somebody on the ratchet end of the spectrum always trying to top last year. So, again, T, what do you think about that video?
I told you, when he said to me, I was speechless. I was like, what in the world? I was like, so that's what we do now for entertainment? We pour alcohol on ourselves, we let people light our asses on fire? You know, and I didn't find that funny because I know somebody who was burnt as a kid and they suffer from third-degree burns, and it's like to watch somebody purposely pour alcohol on themselves and then purposely let some guys light them on fire. It was just disturbing, to say the least. I mean, because that fire, like Danica said in the chat room, that fire could have very well killed her. You know, what if it would have spread all up and down her body, you know? So I don't even know if she suffered any burns from that, if she got any, you know, first or second degree burns, but just for the fact that that's entertainment to them, it's sad.
Yeah, there's no excuse for it. I mean, again, it kind of puts a damper on anyone's case of demanding respect, and then you turn around and you see someone that does nonsense like this, it makes it very hard to even take that in consideration. Because just for someone, I mean, not just their self-esteem, but self-image, as to why you would do something stupid like this on a ratchet-ass site called World Star Hip Hop, and you put yourself in a situation like this, and you turn around and demand to be treated as a victim. No one held a gun to her head or anything in that video. You could clearly see that. And it's like, what was the point?
Right.
You know.
That whole situation was just disturbing to me. It was too much. I was like, damn, really? People are that thirsty for attention. It's sad. It really is. So we're down to, we got about 50 minutes left. So this was another crazy story. Okay, we have one more caller calling in. They're calling from a block number, so we'll see who this is.
Hey, what's
welcome
up,
to
Missy?
Table Talk with T. Yana Air with T. Who is this?
This is your friend, Mr. Baltimore 2001. How you doing?
Hey, Mr. Baltimore. I'm doing good. How about you?
Pretty good. Just wanted to call, let you know. I like how your your channel is really starting to progress now, because I remember I started watching about 3 years ago and just seeing how it's really elevating and stuff like that. It's really cool.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, too.
So what you want to add to the conversation?
Just basically what you guys are talking about with the whole welfare thing. People, I guess, really need to be careful with that because, you know, like all like the way the Senate and stuff has been voting, it could, like, easily be stopped, you know, like any time. And that's, I guess, pretty much it. I'm not really don't have too much to talk about. Just was like calling on the show, basically. So.
No, I appreciate that. You know, so I know you're saying like as far as like people being dependent on welfare. So do you think that welfare has just been more of a crutch to people? Because it seems like people get on it, not all, but a lot of people get on, they don't want to get off. They don't want to get a job. So do you think that, because a lot of people are saying that it's better if the welfare system just gets cut off, period, that we shouldn't even have any more welfare. And I don't know if I personally agree with, like, not having it, but I think there needs to be a lot of restrictions because you have people literally using children as just a check and excuse to get back on the system.
Oh, wow. You know what? It's so easy to font what I want to say on the pages on your videos.
do you agree with it or you don't agree with it?
Yeah, I mean, I do think it should be like some sort of, you know, like protocol or whatever. I guess like monitor to, you know, see how like how long the person is actually on it, because you are right. I do know people who do, you know, who do that. So, I mean, it's real hard to say, like, because, you know, people who do actually need it. You know,
right.
Like it's more difficult for them to actually get it. But you have people out there who know how to, you know, who know how to play the system and how to get everything, you know, from out of it. I mean, do I think they should be able to get it? They, you know, are doing that. No, but then it's like, what else? You know, they could probably end up start doing stuff like illegal or whatever. So, I mean, it's real hard to say, you know, like just completely denying them from it. You know, all together, but it's like people have to understand, like, I know the people over in Sandy Hook, they're supposed to be getting some sort of relief aid, and that got voted down to Congress. So that could very easily happen to them, where, like, the welfare or the unemployment, it could be something that could happen, you know, like in Congress or in the Senate, where it could just be, you know, put on hold, you know.
Right, right. And that's another thing, you know, like I was talking about earlier in the video that I did, you know, about the whole fiscal cliff situation. You know, it's like nobody's really paying attention to that advice. So what about Kim and Kanye? You know, these are decisions that are going to be really affecting regular everyday people. Kim and Kanye are straight. They're rich. You know, but most of us, you know, are working. So if they just decide one moment in Congress to just say, you know what, we're getting rid of welfare or we're restricting it, it's going to affect a lot of people. So it's like we have to start getting the mentality to not be so dependent on a handout, you know, and really try and go out there and get it ourselves.
Yeah, because with the unemployment thing, they start, like with the unemployment extensions, like especially here like in North Carolina, it's like it's been stopping and going, like allowing it to, like people to get the extension, and then it'll be like a vote or something like that, and then they will stop it, and then they, I know now I just saw something on the news where the people are getting extension, you know, again, so... It's just if people are using, as my mom would say, like that welfare, you know, mindset mentality that, you know, the way stuff is going, like, you know, like in the House of Representatives and stuff like that, the people there, they already have their money, so they don't, you know, really care. You know, with them, I think it's just more of like a power struggle. So, you know, that's all I you know, have to say about that is just, you know, if you actually need it, yeah, use it. But if you, you know, if you can get out there and work, then definitely do that. Because, you know, it takes, when you're out there working, you know, it makes you feel good about yourself, makes you feel proud of yourself or whatever.
Right, right. Well, I really appreciate you calling in, Mr. Baltimore. I appreciate everything you had to add.
Okay, I'm sorry I was so nervous. It's so easy just to sit down and font what I want to say on your videos because I can erase it. Like, no, that didn't sound good, and you know, keep going back and forth, taking like 10 minutes to figure out what I want to say. So it's different actually talking on the phone, putting in my input. So.
Oh, no, it's cool, and I appreciate that, and that's why I do this show, so people can call in and, you know, state their opinion. So I definitely appreciate you calling in and supporting the show as well, because I know you said that you listen to it a lot of times on the road, so
all right. Okay,
good to hear from you.
All right, take care, and have a good one too, Roman.
All right. So, yeah, you made a lot of really good points there. It's going to be really interesting. So, they are clowning in the chat room, for real.
Yeah.
So, somebody said you can buy weed with the EBT card. No, you can't. Don't tell me that. Let me find out who can buy weed with food stamps. That's a shame. People gonna make sure their hair did. It don't matter at what cost, they're going to make sure that that shit is done.
Oh,
now, everybody's in the chat room talking about Kim and Kanye. So this situation is just a trip. You know, like I said in the video, it's funny because it's like they've been talking more about Kim and Kanye than even the whole fiscal cliff, the financial situation. It's like nobody gives two shits about that. But everybody wants to know if Kim's going to have a little boy or girl and this and that. And like I said, if this was Keisha and, you know, Tyrone in the hood and they only know each other 3 months and Keisha got pregnant, everybody would be like, you're a chicken head, point blank. And she's still married to Chris Humphries. You know, I just feel like they're both attention whores, in my personal opinion. I just feel like they're attention whores. I've never really gotten into their relationship or their dynamic. I really didn't give two shits when they said that they started dating. I was like, whatever, you know, but I just find it just really, really funny that Amber Rose is about to have her baby with Khalifa. Reggie Bush is about to have a child with the Kim Kardashian lookalike. And now all of a sudden Kim and Kanye are pregnant and they're having a kid together. So I just find that like another media ploy to pull everybody's attention away from the real issues that are going on in the world.
I agree with that. Again, you have to pay attention to what's going on, because any other time, something as serious as the fiscal cliff that we were, I guess, supposedly saved from.
Right, just for a few months, though.
Yeah, for a few months. When you have something retarded, like the world paying attention that if Kim got knocked up, which is probably not a first, no one cares. Don't care. That just says a whole lot about what society is paying attention to nowadays. They're stuck in that reality show mindset. They have to hear the latest from TMZ or whatever versus what's really going on. So I just find the whole thing disturbing.
Yeah, that whole clan is a trip. I'm not into nobody in that clan. I think the only one I can even stand is Khloé and Lamar. For some reason, I kind of like Khloé because she kind of says whatever, but the other ones, I can't stomach any of them, really, but I think out of all of them, I could probably deal with her the most, you know, but I just find it really, really funny, you know, that just the whole situation and the way he came out, you know, and announced it, you know, screaming, you know, hey, I'm making noise for my baby mama, and it's like, you know, you got grown men out here just saying baby mama, you know, not my wife, not my fiance, you know, just the way he came off was just like, I just don't see that relationship lasting too long.
But, you know,
he just came out real nonchalant.
And you're right about that. The whole thing about how instead of becoming husbands and wives, it seems like, you know, it's cool to be in third place to call yourself a baby mama or daddy. That irks me in so many ways. I can't even begin to explain it. But still, I mean, you still have Kim Kardashian, who's still legally married in a sense, or getting ready to be divorced from Chris Humphries and still getting knocked up by one of the thirstiest simps on earth wearing a skirt. We got problems, people. We got fucking problems.
Bonafide just said those Kardashians know how to turn 15 minutes into 6 years plus of fame. Amen to that. She is not lying. Because these people, it's like they've been, everybody thought that she would fade away by now, but she's still here. And they get money. Because when I go to the store, I'm always seeing their little products, their nail polishes, perfumes. I refuse to put a dime in her pocket. And y'all know I love me some damn perfume. I will not buy her perfume. I don't support her makeup. None of that shit, you know. Because I just feel like, you know, she's famous for absolutely no reason and she has plenty of money. Now, I will say that she's a smart businesswoman. You know, they know how to market themselves, everything from the sex tape to everything else. But I just love how the media tries to make it look like she's famous because of this show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, when the only reason that she got the show was because of the sex tape with Ray J. It's like Ray J, like you said in the chat room, Ray J did made her famous. You know, it's like Ray J don't get no props, no credit, no nothing.
No residuals.
You know, so it's crazy.
I mean, and you're right about that. She is a Hollywood bust down. I mean, she has plenty of dicks on her resume, honestly. But still, I mean, just the fact that you got people who tune in and try to figure out what the fuck she's doing, whether she's on television tweeting or, you know, bitching and complaining or doing whatever she's doing, she's still making money off of retards.
And well, I can't get with her.
I care less.
I mean, the whole situation, like I said, is just comical. But you know what's so crazy? You know, it's just a lot of pregnancy stories. It's like, okay, Kim is pregnant. Shawty Lowe got a shitload of kids. Then you got the lady in Florida. They're trying to ban her from ever getting pregnant again. So now that's not crazy. There's another story that came out of Kansas, and it's about this sperm donor. He's getting basically sued because he donated sperm to a lesbian couple, and they ended up having a little girl 3 years ago. So now the lesbian couple, they ended up breaking up. And once they broke up, the one lady couldn't, I guess, take care of the child, and she needed assistance, so she went to go file for welfare. And she had to put down, she put down the sperm donor as the father. So now welfare is going after him to go garnish the wages because he's the biological father of the child. And so a lot of people are in an outrage because they feel like, okay, why is this sperm donor being forced to pay for the child when these people were in a committed relationship? Okay, it didn't work out, but why are they not going after the lesbian? Why are they going after this man? You know, and I thought the whole situation was messed up. You know, that I don't see how he's going to be responsible for something. Well, it just came out tonight because initially when the reports came out, they said that they were friends, the man and his wife were friends with this lesbian couple. And yeah. Now it's come out that he supposedly met these women on Craigslist. How the fuck you giving your sperm to people that you meeting on Craigslist? Like, it just, you know, I understand being a good Samaritan, but I'm sorry. I don't want somebody out here, you know, having one of my kids, and you don't know if this person's crazy. You don't know if they're an abuser. So he really didn't know them as the initial story first came out. Now they're saying that they literally found each other on Craigslist. And actually NOLA is saying Craigslist will get you every time. And that is so true. But, I mean, how do you go on Craigslist and you ask for sperm? Excuse me, but I need some, I donate me some sperm. I'm trying to have a baby. And this man obliged and freely gave up his sperm and was like, here goes some sperm. Do what you do. Don't contact me. Don't call me. Leave me be. And then they send them pictures of the child, you know, every year since the kid was born, they would send him a picture of, you know, of the girl's progress. But now he's being sued for child support. So it's almost like he put himself in that situation. Because initially when it came out, they made it look like he went to the doctor's office and, you know, this is the whole in vitro fertilization. And that wasn't the case. He literally let it in a cup and handed it over to them.
Wow.
And then I guess she must have took a turkey baster and did her. They had a contract, G Stewart is asking. They did have a contract, but they're saying that legally the contract's not going to hold up. Jamal said he put the sperm in a Ziploc bag. I'm through with y'all. I'm so through with y'all in a Ziploc bag. He probably did. You know, but I don't understand why you would just, you know, hand a stranger a piece. Like, that's your DNA. Like, I don't know. People have no shame anymore. Just no shame. I'm just going to nut in the cup and let some random chick on Craigslist have her way with me, and if she gets pregnant, oh, well, that's crazy. What did you think about this story, Ronan?
This is all kinds of wrong from
ratchet.
I mean, okay. The first thing I found fucked up was like, okay,
you're in a situation where, again, I have a question with the homosexual community, and this is just me asking. Like, I hear people always say, I was born this way, but how do you come into situations like this? Because one of y'all had to get outside help or someone has to sell out to continue, you know, that lifestyle. But you went on Craigslist and answered an ad for some, you know, DNA donation, and you decide without a contract, without anything legal to keep you from this situation, to just go ahead, nut in a little styrofoam cup, and then they do what they do. And I don't like the idea of them doing legalized extortion because, again, once he gave up his, you know, sperm and let them do what they do or whatever they agreed upon, it should have been a thing where, like, look, you know, you go your way, you go, you know, yours. But that's not his fault for them breaking up. But I just see that he messed up by not just answering an ad to Craigslist, but allowing himself to go into this situation without even thinking about the possibilities happening. He fucked up big time, but this is just all kind of sad.
Yeah, he said that they there was a contract, you know, but what they're saying is that the contract is not going to hold up because it wasn't done in a doctor's office. It was a Ziploc bag. So it's just all types of, you know, you could just spin this story, this ratchet-ass story, so many ways. You know, and I just think that people just need to be more careful. I mean, I understand wanting to be a good Samaritan. They're saying that the ad that they put up was really touching. They're saying that they couldn't afford in vitro. So that's why they put it up on Craigslist. And then he decided to, you know, help them out. But people are saying, why didn't he just go to a sperm bank? Well, really, it'd be why didn't they go to a sperm bank? But sperm banks aren't free. You got to pay a lot of money for that. From what I'm hearing, you got to pay, you know, a few hundred dollars to get the sperm and, you know, and all types of stuff. I guess it's just easier to just ask somebody to give you some free sperm on Craigslist. You know, yeah. The crazy thing that people don't think about is there's a child that came out of this. So imagine, yeah. You know, this child is 3. But imagine when this child is 18 and old enough to Google and she sees the stories of her 2 moms and how she was conceived. Who wants to learn that you were conceived via a Ziploc bag by some random man on Craigslist? I don't want to hear that shit.
You were a baby.
You know, it's crazy.
You were a baby that was produced by a Craigslist hustle. I can imagine how pissed off that child's going to be. Like, Mom, how in the hell did you allow this dude to bust a nut in the bag on Craigslist, and you took it?
Somebody asked earlier, they were like, well, did they get the sperm tested? And that's something that you have to ask. Like, that's crazy. Did they get the sperm tested? How do they know that this man didn't have HIV or syphilis or, you know, some STD while they're, you know, taking a turkey baster and just, you know, using it to get pregnant? Like, they didn't know what was in that sperm besides them wanting to have a kid. Because I don't know. I'm assuming they probably met. Maybe they had him take an AIDS test. I'm not sure. But the whole story is just stupid as hell.
Oh, it's beyond stupid. This is like, this is all set on repeat. Just dumbass. This is dumbassery right here. Just level 5 fuckery. Oh, God. It's going to be an interesting year. It's going to be interesting.
Well, I said the new year just began. It's just all types of just ratchetness. It's something to talk about. You know, and that, like I said, that's going to be the sad part is when this little girl grows up, you know, because it's like, you know, when she hears how she was conceived, like, that's not cool. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. You know, and it's like, you know, I feel bad for the guy because he was just trying to be a good Samaritan, but come on, we got to use common sense. But like people say, common sense ain't so common.
It's a superpower nowadays.
I mean, the shit is just insane. I was like, I cannot believe that this was a Craigslist ad because they made it seem like it was just some legitimate shit and it ended up being a Craigslist ad, and that was the end of it. And Don Calypso is saying, welcome to the dumbassification of America.
Which you should already know right off, it's a bad deal when you hear Craigslist. Like, nope, I'm not getting a doghouse or something decent. Why am I even fucking bothering to answer an ad about sperm on Craigslist? I'm fucked up in the game.
And, you know, somebody had left a really good comment on the video. They're saying, like, people shouldn't even be donating sperm and going through in vitro when you have so many kids out here who need a good home, who are looking to be adopted. And that's the thing. They could have very well just adopted a kid that was already out here and raised it, you know, but a lot of people feel like adoption is really expensive, so this was a cheaper way to go. And I think maybe a lot of people would be willing to adopt more if it wasn't so much money. You know, like when you see a lot of these, like, adoption, like, shows, I couldn't believe how much they try and charge people who want a baby. It's like, why the hell am I going to pay, you know, $10,000 for a kid? That's a lot of damn money. And then I still got to feed and clothe that child for the next 18 years. I think adoption was a lot cheaper. There wouldn't be as many kids in the foster care system. There wouldn't be as many kids just out there. There's so many kids that need a lot, you know, a good home, but it is. It's just really, really expensive for no reason.
That's a whole nother show in itself, T. And again, like with the high prices they put on with children, especially the ones who are incapable of having children, the ones who are infertile, they're the ones who definitely need situations like this versus, you know, I'm going to leave that alone. Let me leave that alone right now.
Right, but you know what's so funny? Is, you know, Bonafide is saying in the chat room that some people want biological children. I understand that, but some people can't have biological children. So them are the ones I'm talking about. Because if you can have your own biological child, there's no need to adopt. You know, so, I mean, I guess that's part of it. But then when you get into, you know, the gay lifestyle, even though they can biologically have a child, like the lesbians, either one of them could get pregnant, it's not necessarily blood for one of them. So then that kind of gets confusing. But I just think if they made adoption cheaper, I think a lot more people would adopt, would be willing to. Because, you know, you have a lot of women out here who, you know, who attempt to sell babies. Because I've heard those stories, too, where you've had people try and sell their kids on Craigslist and, you know, people hook up with people where they're like, okay, well, I'll carry a baby for you and you pay me X amount of dollars. You know, so there's all types of ways that people go by getting children. But I've never heard of nobody asking for sperm on Craigslist. That's some new ratchet shit right there.
Yeah, that's some new shit right there. That threw me. I didn't know they was doing that. But
and they're also saying in the chat room that Bonafide is saying that they're trying to ban American couples from adopting Russian children. You know, which is funny. I always find that funny when people love to adopt kids from other countries because we have so many kids here, you know, that can be adopted. Now, like I said, I understand people wanting to have their own biological children. I'm not talking about people who want to have their own biological children who can have them. I'm talking about the ones who can't because there's some women out here who cannot have children. So, you know, they're trying to ban people from adopting Russian children. And I think it makes sense. I think there's enough kids here that they can be adopted. You know, I'm saying if people need to go to Africa and Russia and get all these exotic kids, well, you can adopt a kid right here. But it seems like nobody wants a kid from Compton. They'd rather go, you know, way across seas to go grab a kid when you have so many kids out here who truly need help and who truly need a home. So it's kind of sad.
I mean, there's plenty of children out here who need homes, but for some reason, they're tired. I mean, then they get tossed in the system and how they make money off them children. Yeah.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and open a line for area code 215. Looks like they're calling back in. Hey, Don. Area code 215.
Take it off mute, Don.
I don't know. I'm going back on me. I thought you were saying something.
I can hear you just fine.
Hand raised. Hello?
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you now. You know what? I think I put him on mute.
Fun movie. Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is good.
Hey.
If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Don, you got something to add. You over here singing.
That's what I say, man. It's a, hey, sperm is a valuable thing, you know. Even lesbians need it.
Oh, man.
That's what the adoption thing, you're right. There are many kids in this country who need to be adopted. And for some reason, people prefer to go abroad. But let's be honest, except for some celebrities like Sandra Bullock, bless her heart, most celebrities don't want to adopt niggas. That's what it is. They don't want to adopt black babies. And Tariq Nasheed said it. There are plenty of white babies, like in countries like Romania, they don't get any press because they don't want you to see in countries that are poor, impoverished, in third world conditions where it's white kids being adopted. So you'll see them going abroad to adopt black kids while not adopting black kids who need adoption here in the States. But that's a whole other show. We could do a three-hour show on that. We just wanted to point that out.
Right. Right.
I don't know what the hell was wrong with my phone. I unmuted it, but sometimes it acts up. Thanks, BTR.
Jamal says that most celebrities adopt black kids out of guilt, out of white guilt. I don't know about all that, but I do feel like it's just weird, you know, when it just became almost like an accessory. You know, you start seeing, like, all these white celebrities with, like, black African children, you know, like Madonna and then Sandra Bullock. And I think Sandra Bullock's baby, she adopted that little boy from New Orleans. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're willing to take care of that child and get the child a good home, then that's cool. But like I said, I just feel like there's a lot of kids here in the U.S. who can, you know, stand to be adopted. But I know personally, like I always said, I would be willing to be a foster parent once my kids are older and they're out the house. You know, right now it's my job to focus on my kids, but once they get older, I'd be a foster parent. But, you know, with adoption being so expensive, it's crazy because my friend, his parents are foster parents. And at a point in time, they had wanted to adopt a little girl, and it just cost so much. You know, and it was like they couldn't get a break, they couldn't get a discount, and this child had been living with them for like 3-4 years. But if they wanted to adopt, it was going to cost so much. You would think that after a child has been in a stable situation for a few years, they would just give the child to that parent. But it's not like that.
Raw business right there. I'm not lost
words. So now let's go ahead. We're going to go ahead. We got about 20 minutes left. We're going to talk about the whole Fantasia situation. So now, if you guys have not heard, Fantasia has sent out this ratchet Instagram. And basically, in the Instagram, she was basically talking about people judging her and weed being legal and gay marriage being legal, but yet people want to judge her. That was like just a small synopsis of what she wrote. I mean, the shit was just littered with horrible grammar. It was hard to read. But so the gay mafia went in on Fantasia. They went in on her. They went after her. They attacked her on Twitter and Instagram because they felt like she had no room to talk about marriage being the situation and what she did. And for those of you guys who don't know, Fantasia was in a relationship, in an adulterous relationship with a man who was married named Antoine. So Antoine was married to his wife. Fantasia got his name tatted on her and everything else, slept with him. She ended up getting pregnant by him. She had an abortion. Then he ended up leaving her. He went back to his wife. Then he came back to Fantasia. She got pregnant again, and then she had their son. So the thing that bothered me, like I said in the video with the whole situation, is that I just don't think Fanny has a lot of room to judge. You know, especially, you know, even if you don't agree with gay marriage, that's your business. Everybody's not going to agree with gay marriage, you know, point blank, period. People have their own opinions. But you can't knock somebody else and talk about the sanctity of marriage when you've been cheating with a married man, when you ruined another woman's marriage. You know, and I'm not saying that Antoine doesn't bear any responsibility because he does, but Fantasia is the one who made the comment, so that's why I'm talking about Fantasia. You know, she just doesn't have a lot of room to speak on anything. And I loved how her publicist or whoever the hell wrote that, you know, retraction, it was so obvious that it wasn't Fanny who wrote it. Because the first Instagram message, I mean, I could barely even decipher what the hell she wrote. And then the second was in perfect English, perfect grammar, periods, you know, commas, everything else. So it was just crazy. It was set up crazy.
You know what? In looking at the whole thing, she doesn't have a whole lot of room to talk because she has done some completely ratchet shit. So she's one of the first to really sit her ass down and really, you know, keep that shit to herself. But on the other side of the game, it's very interesting how you have a certain group of people, like a protected class, who have all these ads on television talking about anti-bullying, and they're the first ones to do just that, using her and a number of celebrities to do the same thing. Like, if you say something that they don't like, you're going to have people hound you, harass you, threaten violence and everything like that, and then they have you do these retractional statements, which, you know, her publicist did a good job, you know, writing it for her, but she needs a speaking spell when she does a tweet. I mean, she just needs to stop. She just needs to stop.
They're always going in on her on Instagram because the way she writes and she always misspells basic words, and we all make mistakes on Twitter. Hell, I know I do shit. You know, we all do that, but it's almost like, again, she tries to go so deep with it. She always wants to quote the Bible but can't spell shit out the Bible. She always wants to quote, you know, scriptures and has the shit be misspelled and mistyped and it be the wrong scripture and the wrong, you know, Luke 1 through 9, but she really means Luke 5 through 4. You know, just little stuff like that. I don't get into people, you know, who constantly try and bring up Christianity as a way to deflect from their shit. Just because you're a Christian and you go to church all the time, that don't mean anything. You know, and that's what irritated me with her. You know, she's always talking about the church. But it's like, where was the church when you was cheating with a married man? Why didn't nobody from the church call you to the side and say, you know what, you're kind of wrong for this? You know, you got to know better than that. But it's like she felt so comfortable to go at the gay people. But it's like, come on, your house ain't clean. And we all make mistakes, but you can't go in on marriage when, like I said, you ruined the marriage.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought that was some cocky, arrogant-ass shit.
Well, I mean, that's what you're going to run into when you have hippo-Christians or whoever likes to use cliff notes when it comes to religion. A lot of them like to say one thing, and then you're seeing a lot of things like, you know, Bishop Betty Long and a few other, you know, religious figureheads who do the complete opposite of what they supposedly stand against. So, I mean, yeah, it's – she pretty much, like, put herself out there on Front Street unnecessarily. One, for her bad spelling and grammar, and two, just for her stance on the whole thing alone when she was out there doing some really ratchet-ass shit. And she was, you know, she went in and broke up, you know, a home. And she had help, this dude out there, he sat there and messed with her. But then again, it's like, she's the last one to say anything on a subject like this. Very last.
Right. People trick me out with that. And people are going in. A lot of people in the chat room are saying that religion is not for them. Some people in the chat room are more atheists, so they don't believe in God. Other people say that they do believe in God, but they don't like people. And they don't like hypocrites. And, you know, that's all been my thing. Who just sat there in the chat room? Nola was saying, sweep around your front door, like the old folks used to say. Marshonda said that this man at our former church told us to get butt naked for Jesus. I mean, that says a lot right there. You know, it is. It's a lot of hypocrisy that does go on in the church, and I think that's what turns people off sometimes from religion, you know, especially when you have people, especially certain Christians who have holier than thou, or you can't tell them anything, or their way is always the right way. And I feel like we can learn so many things from people from different religions, different backgrounds, regardless if you believe in God or not. You know, I believe in common respect, you know, and treating others the way that you want to be treated. You know, everybody has their own religious preferences, but I just can't get down, like I said, with the people who want to throw God into everything, but you're not acting God like yourself. You know, I can't tell you how many times I still to this day get attacked in my Eddie Long video. Motherfuckers done came on and told me I'm going to hell, and who am I to question Eddie Long and ask me, you know, who am I to question Creflo Dollar? I mean, I get cussed out on this video, and I'm like, but damn, you're a Christian. You're coming at me for cursing, but you're calling me all types of bitches, telling me I'm going to hell because I'm questioning Eddie Long. And I'm like, you know, how can you still be a pastor of a church when it's come out that you've, you know, groomed these boys and you were having a sexual relationship with these guys, but I'm the one in the wrong for pointing it out. So it's like a lot of people are like, I mean, they're like lemmings. They'll just get, let off the cliff, and they don't even care. And I think that's just sad. It's sad to me. And that's why I think I don't even feed into all them. People be screaming, I'm a Christian, not be in church every Sunday, but Saturday night you was at the club shaking your ass till 2 in the morning. Like, come on. Let's keep it 100.
Well, you do realize they came after you because you attacked their God, which was the pastor they're choosing, not, you know, the deity that, you know, is above them or supposed to be. I mean, you have to think about that. Once you insult the person that they worship, you're going to have problems. But you can expect that from blind sheep who don't do their research. And, you know, they sit there and take pride in a lot of misinformation. They don't, you know, they don't test the pastor as far as the validity of, you know, certain scriptures. Because, again, I've been in church, you know, a long time ago. And it seems like when you think about it, they only read certain scriptures. You know, or certain.
Oh, the same one is convenient for them.
Yeah, well, whatever's convenient. And then for some reason, it turns into a worldly translation. You know, nowadays they're trying to excuse the whole thing about, you know, it's okay, sister, you can have, you know, 7 kids and he didn't left you. You know, you're going to be all right. There's no shame in, you know, in the message or anything like that. Plus, you know, once you get the word, you're supposed to take the word and let that, you know, germinate within your family and your circles and spread it. Not just, you know, okay, get your, you know, I guess your religious fix and go back to fucking up again. But,
right. You know, they're saying in the chat room what's her name? So Lacey, ma'am, trying to pull up her message she just said. She's saying that it seems like people worship the pastors and the priests more than they worship God. And I agree with that statement. It's very true. You got people who will defend their pastor's fuckery to the end.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, come on. At least just open your eyes. You can't ever vouch for another human being 100% because you don't know what everybody does behind closed doors. So it's like you can take it for what it is, but you have people who are like literally ready to fight tooth and nail to protect their pastor, even when the pastor's in the wrong. I remember I was watching that event, Ayana, Fix Your Life, Fix My Life, and they had a pastor on there who was cheating on his wife with all types of members of the church. He even got a church member pregnant, and instead of booting his ass out the pulpit, his congregation decided to stay and support him. I'm like, ain't no way in hell. Like, come on, I don't even see how you can go to church and even listen to somebody, you know, sit there and preach the word of God and tell you that you need to do this, this, and that in your life, but you sitting here screwing everything that walks. You having kids out of wedlock. You cheating on your wife with women in the congregation, but then you want to get on me about being a single mom, or you want to get on me about having, you know, premarital sex, or, you know, just whatever the issue is. I just think that that's crazy. People are crazy as shit when I heard that his congregation voted to keep him in as a pastor.
Yeah. A lot of times it's a grand hustle. And you're having some people willing to deal with their cable bill or even their mortgage to participate in this whole game. I just think it's messed up when you go to an institution and they start bringing out tax forms. Or you start seeing ATMs in the back of that church. I mean, what's next? You're going to have a Western Union or, you know, MoneyGram sitting in the back of the church, you know, when you go out there? Or it is a whole lot of materialistic idealism out there in the church. And, again, it's lost its way in a number of ways. And if you look in the communities, there's like a grand building sitting outside, but then you look at how quick they'll step over the homeless just to get pastor, you know, whatever they have. And another thing I noticed in the church was like they tend to separate people in seating as far as much of their offering. Like they have people sitting at, you know, who's giving $1,000, who's giving $100, $500 or $100 or $50 and so on. That's how it's become.
Right.
Now. That's how it is now.
I knew something was up when I watched the first, remember the first season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta when they had Deshaun Snow on there? She was married to the basketball player. And I remember there was at Bishop Eddie Long's church, and she let the cameras basically watch what she was paying in tithes. And she gave Eddie Long's church like a $10,000 check or something. And I'm like, you know, I thought whatever you decide to give to the church is supposed to be your business. Regardless if I give the church a dollar or $10,000, that's nobody's business. But I felt like they put that on TV just to make other people in the church feel like they got to compete with Deshaun, whatever the hell you say her name, Deshaun Snow. It was just like it wasn't that serious. I didn't understand why they felt the need to show that. You know, her giving this big donation to Eddie Long's church. Huh. And a lot of children were talking about Tebow as well. And I don't pay Tebow any mind. You know, I don't pay him any mind. He wants attention. And what's so crazy is that I remember they did a poll. I don't know if it was Yahoo News. Somebody did a poll, and they had asked people, they're like, do you feel like God is helping, you know, Tebow, you know, win these football games? Do you feel like God is, you know, somehow instilling some type of miracle for him to, like, win and, you know, run faster and stuff like that? And it was almost like 50% of the people said yes. And I'm like, if you really believe in God, you really think that God is taking time out of his busy schedule to make sure that Tebow can throw a football or to make sure that Tebow can run and you know, I didn't understand that. It's like, you don't think that God has anything else better to do? You got all these hungry people out here starving. You got people going through some shit, but God is taking time out of his day to help Tebow. Yeah. It just shows how brainwashed people are.
Yeah. Outright disgusting, but it's what they do. It's just what they do. And anytime you speak out on it or keep it brutally honest with people, they're quick to call you a heretic or just, like, label you with some other shit. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is, you know. It really is.
Jamal said that Tebow is the only virgin in the world. Brian Quimby, you said the church is becoming a scamming place where rich people can hide their money. You know, so it is crazy all the stuff that's going on in the church. You know, and a lot of people are using the church as a front. You know, so I just don't really get into, like, big religious conversations with people. I feel like people have their own relationships with God, and that's their business. But when you try and tell me how I should feel about God or, you know, I remember somebody asked me one time, I was at church this weekend. Where was you? In bed? You know, I mean, what's your point? So you feel like you can come down on me because I didn't go to church this Sunday? Like, I don't have to explain myself to you. You're also, you know, screwing this person and screwing that person, and you're married. I don't throw that in your face. You know, so it's like people kill me with that.
Well, I mean, in the chat room, you can see, like, they said something about it's the pastor's wife show called The Sisterhood or something on TLC.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't seen that. VH1 said it premiered last night. You know what else premiered last night? That T-Boss show. Being T-Boss or T-Boss the Boss. I mean, I watched it. It wasn't really funny, and everybody on the show just looked real ratchet. I was like, what the hell is Chewy? You know, what are these people? Like, I thought it was going to be more about T-Boss and Chewy. I don't know. I wasn't really feeling the show. I guess I got to watch a few more episodes. But, no, I haven't seen Sisterhood yet. So I'm going to have to check it out.
It's going to be interesting. I don't know if I'm going to look at it. Pretty sure it's going to be something crazy. But
like Celeste May said in the chat room, there's a reality show for everything. I mean, seriously. I ran across a reality show the other day. They're catching tuna. Big old things of tuna. I'm like, this is a show? I mean, we already had Deadliest Catch. It's like, you know, how many times can you reinvent the wheel? And Deadliest Catch was cool. I used to watch that. It was really exciting, you know, and then the captain of one of the ships died, and it was just really sad, and I stopped following it after that. But it's like, you got shows now where they're catching tuna. You got shows where they're digging for oil. You got shows where they're digging for gold. You know, and then there was this other show my mother-in-law was telling me about. What was it called? She was talking about, I don't know, like they basically are on some type of property and they're like hunters. They live down south. It was this whole show. She's working out during Christmas. And I'm just like, I can't keep up. It's too many reality shows.
Is it? I'm trying to think of I don't know. It kind of escapes me. There's too many to catch up with, honestly. It really is. I'll find out on the next show. I don't
know. It's a mess. They're cracking up in the chat room. But so we're down to our last 5 minutes. This was definitely a good show. I mean, everybody made so many good points in the chat room. It's going to be really interesting. I'm so glad 2013 is finally here. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, what happens this year. See if Obama keeps any of his promises. That's going to be real interesting watching that. You know, see what happens with the fiscal cliff even more. So this is going to be a really interesting year. Hopefully they'll focus on a lot more news stories besides Ken's pregnancy.
Well, T, like, before we get out of here, I want to say I'm glad to share another new year with a really laid-back and intelligent host, and not just that, but a very solid and entertaining chat room and audience.
We have a really cool audience. They keep it popping in the chat room. They always add really good points. So I definitely enjoy everybody for coming out, continuing to support the show. You know, we're going to keep doing this, like I said, every Wednesday, God willing. We can just come and chop it up and just talk about different things. You guys definitely feel free to call in at any point in time and state your opinion. You know, so this was definitely a good show. A lot of good points were made. And, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, I just want everybody to take away, like, you know, just be smart with your decisions. You know, regardless if you decide to have one child or 15, you know, make sure that you're able to stay in that child's life. You know, make sure that you're able to have a relationship with that child. You know, regardless of what happens between you and that woman or that man, that child is all going to be your child. You know, and it's very hard, you know, especially once you break up with somebody and still having to maintain that relationship. So I think if that's anything that I want to point out, I just want people to take that away from everything, is that, you know, at the end of the day, whatever happens between you and that person, it's not that child's fault. So you have to make sure that you're able to spread yourself and be there for that child. So I'm really hoping Oxygen doesn't end up showing his show, but we're going to have to see what happens with that as well.
We're going to find out. Same ratchet time, same ratchet channel.
And thank you, Nola. Thank you for coming. I'm glad you enjoyed the show tonight. And shout out to everybody who came out, everybody in the chat room. And I hope everybody got the gift cards. So I sent them all out, so you guys should have gotten them by now. So, you know, we're definitely going to do this again. We're down to one more minute. So we're going to go ahead and end the show. So we'll see you guys again next week. You guys have a good night.
Stay ratchet free.
Deuces.